My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dave, welcome back. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for bringing Senator Ernst with you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have her with us today in Pennsylvania. We got a busy schedule, but it's all focused on taking back the country and getting a Republican majority. And I think everybody recognizes Pennsylvania is so critical to the future of the country. And, you know, we're talking about how to shake up Washington. And the senator's got a great reputation for doing that, fiscal conservatism, and how to get our economy back on track and get inflation in check and how to secure the border. All things which Joe Biden has been a disaster on, and Bob Casey's voted with him 99% of the time. So I'm so glad to have her here. We're friends, and it's a great opportunity to really have one of our most prominent leaders in the country here in Pennsylvania.
Dave, one of the things that I think is a tell, if it gets out there widely enough, and we've tried to talk about it, I know you've mentioned it, the Casey name, it's starting to fade a little bit. I mean, that's the only thing the guy has. Nice enough guy, but that's what he has. I don't think the Caseyites still out there are going to think the father would put out what the son put out, saying we're overdoing it when we talk about males in female sports and what's going on. That is a real error. I don't get the audience that Casey thinks he's playing to there.
Absolutely. What's happened is that over time, in 18 years in the Senate, Bob Casey has gotten out of step with Pennsylvanians. So whether it's his position of advocating biological males, being able to compete against biological females. I've got six daughters. This is a critical point for me. Whether it's his weak position on Israel and his unwillingness to step up and say that Summerlee is anti-Semitic and that pull back his endorsement, whether it's his position on a whole range of spending, whether it's his opposition to oil and gas development in Pennsylvania, he is out of step with Pennsylvania. And I think you're right. I think if Bob Casey Sr. were alive, he would not believe it. And as our Commonwealth has become more conservative and it's becoming increasingly red, Bob Casey has leaned into the progressive left part of his party, and that's why he's out of touch. And this is, I don't think the name can help him. I think he's voted 99% of the time with Joe Biden. He doesn't have anything to point to as success. And he's out of step with Pennsylvanians, and I think that's why I'm going to win in November.
Dave, where will you and Senator Ernst be for listeners who want to come and see you today?
Well, we're going to be in Northeast Philadelphia for the next two events. We're going to do an event at Academy Road, 9130, Canister Volk Fest for a discussion about shaking up government. Then we're going to go to Bucks County, Doylestown, and we're going to have three events in Doylestown. We're going to have a Bucks County GOP grassroots event at the GOP headquarters. We're going to stop by and have some refreshments at Chambers, a good bar in Doylestown, and then we're going to go to a final reception at Ventresca.
Wait a minute, Ventresca, Dave, come on now. I didn't know you were a Ventresca guy dressing. My God, the suits, the whole thing. Oh, yes.
The Ventrescas are hosting, so we're going to have a great event there. And I'm glad to have the senator with me, and people are excited to see her, and so they're coming out.
Absolutely. By the way, what is the Joni Ernst keeping the Diet Coke score that Dave McCormick goes through every day?
You know, we just got on the bus. She'll keep the count.
Dom, I'm going to tell you, two so far.
Well, wait a minute. That's pretty good. So we have some days we've had them on. Go ahead.
Well, but I've only been with Dave about an hour and a half.
Make sure there's a lot of restroom stops. That's
only
a lot of
code. On track for 22 today.
Yeah, I think that's on track for at least double figures. By the way, did you, Senator Ernst with us, did you play in the congressional game last night?
Hey, that's tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow
Don.
Night.
So, yes, there are two of us senators that play congressional baseball. It's Eric Schmidt of Missouri, and let me clarify. Two Republican senators that play. And I use the term very loosely when I say that I play baseball. I'm actually there for comedic relief, but I have a lot of fun with the fellas, and we're going to take the field tomorrow night. This will be our fourth win, I am predicting, against the Democrats in Washington, D.C. And not coincidentally, this is my fourth year playing on congressional
baseball. Ah, there you go. Who is the number one pitcher for the congressional Republicans?
We will start off with Congressman Greg Stube of Florida. Stube is a phenomenal pitcher. And then
sounds like a ringer. Okay, yes.
Oh, man, he is good. And then we have also got another fabulous pitcher, and it is August Pfluger, congressman from Texas. And let me tell you, those boys, they have arms. So look out, Democrats.
All right, that sounds good. Now, you are noted in leadership as someone, as Dave McCormick just said, who wants to shake things up, particularly the unbelievable spending. What I wanted to know from you, though, the contrast that Dave's trying to make, as you know, for listeners, Bob Casey is the one that put into Joe Biden's mouth and ears shrinkflation and Snickers bars and all that. How do we get the baked-in inflation in an efficient way so that Americans can go back to some normalcy? What are the key things to contrast versus what the Democrats are saying is more of the same?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it starts very simply. Stop spending unnecessary money. So I'm going to give you one example, and it is President Biden's student loan debt repayment. Let's stop right there. So I'm from Iowa. I was blessed to go to a four-year institution. I went to Iowa State University. My little brother, he didn't have that opportunity. He went straight into the workforce. So now you are telling me, President Joe Biden, that my brother, who is a union laborer on the railroad, that he is now paying off the debt of someone that is probably receiving a six-figure salary on Wall Street. Is that fair that my brother, who didn't have that opportunity, is paying off somebody
exactly.
else's student loan?
Yeah, exactly.
Stop
now you
stop
are
spending money that don't have to.
You're also the ranking member on the Senate Small Business Committee. And when you look at, again, Bob Casey, I've been around a lot. I think still a nice guy, you know, and you probably think that also. But no experience outside just being the person who was lucky to have Bob Casey, the last good Democrat in Pennsylvania, anyhow, as the dad. What would a McCormick bring to that with his business background?
Well, again, it's the shakeup, and it's what Dave just talked about. We've got to shake Washington, D.C. up. You know, complacency has no place in Washington, D.C. Our economy has shifted under President Joe Biden. Our small businesses are suffering. And I see this not only in my home state of Iowa, but I hear about it as the ranking member on small business. All of those regulations that President Biden has pumped out and that other senators like Senator Casey have supported have cost our small businesses over $400 billion in regulatory costs. this is creating havoc with our small mom-and-pop shops, and we've got to stop it. Dave is going to come in and bring some common sense into the Senate. We really need to get back to supporting our small businesses, creating an opportunity to grow. Whether you are a big business, a small business, we need to see a stronger economy. And Dave, with his business background, that's exactly what he is going to take to the United States Senate in Washington, D.C.
Senator, thank you. Thanks for your leadership, too, and thanks for your commentary on the Biden administration, both directly and indirectly, if you know what I mean. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks so much for the time today.
And Dave McCormick, thank you, Dave. Again, you'll be in Northeast Philadelphia, then you'll be in various places in Doylestown tonight and Ventresca.
Yes, sir. And if people want to find out more about me, it's DaveMcCormickPA.com. And Dom, it's always great to be on your show. Thank you for having us, and have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.